Hello, ladies. Welcome to a new episode of our podcast. I'm so excited to be with you here today. And in this episode, I want to talk to you about something that I struggled with, especially at the first phase coming out of a breakup that almost cost me my life. And that is relationship confusion, or at least I like to call it that. And relationship confusion usually happens after a breakup, especially if you have been deeply hurt during an intimate relationship, because your brain, and usually happens because your brain and body start to connect or associate pain with love or with intimate relationships. Because as I mentioned before in other episodes, that the number one need for all of us as human beings, like we all want to be loved, we all want to be accepted and appreciated and to feel that we matter. And when the source of this love, which is usually an intimate relationship, becomes a source of pain, this is when your brain and body start to get confused messages, and confusion causes paralysis, because when you're confused, you don't even know like whether you should move forward or go backwards. So you start to question things, you start to question yourself, and then things are not going in the direction that you want them to go. Now, this also creates confusion in your system, because a part of you needs the human connection, especially the one that we usually feel in an intimate relationship, while the other part warns you of getting hurt, so it constantly tries to push you or to drive you away from people, especially from fear of falling in love. So this mixed messages that your body and brain are getting, it makes you question yourself, and it makes you question people. It makes you question the nature of love. It makes you question whether it's even worth it to actually do and wanting to be part of an intimate relationship ever again. And so even if you manage to just push yourself through it, and then for some reason, or because you're feeling lonely, you say like, hey, like that's how it is, and love is pain, so let's just endure it. Even if you try to do that in a relationship, like trying to be in a relationship while keeping your guards or the walls up because you can't fully trust your partner, it's just a matter of time until this relationship collapses. And the reason is because you cannot have love without being open. You can't experience a passionate love, a love that really endures the tests of years and challenges, without being open and vulnerable and being able to show your own insecurities and your own flaws, and to embrace them, to accept them, and to give yourself fully and openly to your partner, and to allow your partner to do the same with you. Like, that is not easy, but at the same time, without that, you will not experience the passionate love that you're always like aspire to have, the ones that we read about in novels and watch and see in love stories, in movies, and in series and love stories. Like this kind of love that we constantly feel like, oh my God, like I miss that. I want to have that. You can't have that until you get to a point where you're open, where you're ready to be open and to allow the fullness of who you are to come out to that person, including the fear of being rejected or like feeling that you're not enough. And so the way out of this confusion, I mean, if you are going through a breakup right now, and then if you are constantly holding yourself back from communicating with people, from getting in touch with them, from being open or opening up to someone else because you feel like, oh my God, but I can't bring my guards down. I can't just start to trust people after all I've been through. And I'm not asking you to do that. But I'm just telling you that the way out of this confusion is not to keep your guards up, is not to protect yourself by mental and emotional walls that you build around yourself for the sake of protecting you. Because this is not love. This is imprisoned. You cannot experience the fullness of love and the fullness of this life without being open. Yes, so you can't do it by keeping your guards up, just wanting and hoping that you can protect yourself from any attack or any try of someone coming into your life. But it actually happens by you aligning your energy to go all in one direction. Because just like I mentioned before, like a minute ago, what happens that half of you wants to be in a relationship, and the other half tells you, hey, this is the source of pain. So you can't have both of them. This confusion, it paralyzes your system, and it makes you feel pain almost all the time and unable to open and trust. Yes. And so, but when you align your energy, it's like taking the 100% of who you are or what makes you. And you are pushing it all in one direction so that you're not functioning in split, feeling like someone who has multiple personality disorder, And the one tool, the one thing that I know of, after having tried so many things over the years, tried therapy and so many other things like tools, I'm not gonna start to count them, but I'm telling you, I tried a bunch of these things, and the one thing that worked for me in order to do that, in order to align and to bring the unity of who I truly am and to push it in one direction, has been meditation, hands down. Like any kind of information that you will get mentally, like consciously as we're talking right now, that's fantastic. That's great. It's helpful in giving you the clarity. But it's only the first step. So the first step is to get new information because that allows you to expand the number of connections that you have in your brain, which means that you are now open to new experiences and new events and new situations, trying new things that you haven't tried before. But that also means that your body, which is like half of this whole formula, is still not following you to where you are. Because your body does not listen to your words only. Your body listens to the years of conditioning that you have been sending these almost subconscious messages that confuses it, associating pain with love. So the meditation allows you to experience this unity and to allow your heart to open up without being scared of getting hurt. Because over time, and especially when you like, it doesn't have to be years. You don't need to meditate for years to allow yourself to get in a space of trusting yourself and opening your heart and trusting others. It happens in a span of 1 month. I'm telling you from experience, it happens in a span of 1 month of consistent and everyday practice. It doesn't need to be more than 15 or 20 minutes a day. I personally did it more, but 15 to 20 minutes a day, once or twice a day, is enough for you to get to this point where you are gradually starting to teach your body and brain and your heart to open up. Because I can tell you, and I can explain to you right now how beautiful it is when you're open, that you're willing to experience the appreciation and the passion and the beauty of this life that we have and the connection that we can have with other people. But unless you experience it, my words would mean absolutely nothing for you. Experience is everything. Because once you have the experience, you will start to say, well, hey, that was fantastic. I feel great about myself. I want to have more of that. And that means you're willing to do the work to give yourself the time to actually put that into practice. And therefore, you reap the fruits of your own commitment and consistency with meditation. So, my invitation to you is that if you want to go deep into that, if you want to experience how it feels like to experience this with meditation, especially if you are starting out, I know the line, you've never meditated before or you tried it, but it didn't work for you. This is a different kind of practice that we're doing here. And we dive deep into that and even more in our private Facebook group. And that made me go and design a 5-day challenge. It's called From Breakup to Break Free Challenge. From Breakup to Break Free Challenge. And I designed this challenge especially for beautiful women like yourself who are going through a breakup and they're having a tough time finding their way back to themselves. They want to feel peace and joy and to feel great about themselves, to find the self-love that they've been missing and looking for years. And I'm here to tell you that I know how lonely it is and how painful it is to go through a breakup. And that's what made me go out and create this community because I don't want you to go through this by yourself. I know it's tough, but you don't have to do it alone. There's a community of beautiful women who are going through the same challenges as you are. And we're holding hands. I'm there in the Facebook group every day. So all you need to do to join us in this challenge is to go to the link that you find in the description of this episode. Or you can go to Facebook and in the search bar, you can type From Breakup to Break Free Challenge. Again, From Breakup to Break Free Challenge. Just click join the group and I can't wait to welcome you there. Listen, the challenge is free. You don't have to pay a dime for it, but you need to put your time in because we're going to meet for 5 days on a row, 1 hour every day live in the private Facebook group. And I'm going to go deep, deep. And what exactly did I do to go from being severely depressed and even suicidal to where I am after a breakup that almost cost me my life to where I am today, right now, living life with passion, with appreciation, with joy, and with peace, with self-acceptance, self-appreciation, self-love? Does that mean that life does not come with challenges and problems for me? Of course, but it means that I'm not beating myself up all the time. I'm not allowing these things to take a toll on me, on my well-being and how I feel about myself and my life. And that's what I want you to experience. I know there's a way out of this of the pain that you're experiencing right now, and I know that you don't have to do that by yourself. So please take the time, show up for yourself. And all you need to do, just go to the Facebook link that you find in the description of this episode. And I can't wait to see you on the other side. Listen, you got nothing to lose. This is, you're going to leave the challenge with so much clarity and so much knowledge and so much like knowing what you need to do to turn this around and to turn this breakup into the best thing that ever happened in your life. No exaggeration. There's zero exaggeration here. So please take the time, click the link below, and I'll see you on the other side inside the Facebook group. Okay? Take care of yourself. Enjoy the rest of your day. And I'll talk to you in our next episode. Bye for now.